This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends of global feelings, doctors, ethics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and of course, bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you tuned in looking for Bradley, he is off today. I'm filling in for him. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God, and I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live here from the kind of cold, wet, gray U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. If you'd like to check us out online, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Forgive me, I'm used to doing the show, my show in the morning, and so if I get caught up in that, that's why. It's not on purpose. Check us out there on those websites, and also you can check us out online on Facebook at Sons of Liberty, and also Bradley Dean, if you look him up. And then we also have, you can follow Bradley on Twitter at Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. And then, of course, we're on several other social media platforms now. We're on USA.life, USA.life. Our friend Stephen Andrew has set up that social media outlet. I'm sure you'll enjoy it if you head over there and sign up for a free account. You can find us there at Sons of Liberty. And also you can find us at Sons of Liberty on Minds.com, Gab.com, Spreely.com, and also MeWe.com. I've got a few things, and then I want to jump over to a guest we've got on for today. Sons of Liberty Media.com, there's news that broke out this morning, court documents that Ilhan Omar is accused of being a paid Qatari agent. Now, if you guys remember, Qatar is a major funder of Islamic terrorism. In fact, they were the guys we traded five Islamic jihadis that we had in custody for the treasonous Beau Brigal. And recently, one of the men who went looking for him who was injured died. I think it was about 2 weeks ago. He finally died. And that was several years ago that he received those injuries. And as soon as those guys got back, they were vowing that within the year, they would be back in the jihad and fighting against the very people who set them free. So consider what that is. And she's accessing sensitive information as well. That's also said to be going on. And she sits on the Foreign Affairs Committee, people. Again, I want to ask the question for all those that want to say that Donald Trump is doing a good job, And this, that, and the other. Why has this woman not been arrested and charged with treason? Surely, if these documents, if these depositions that are out there, put this out there, the White House is aware of that. Why are they not doing anything? I'll tell you, they're not doing anything because they're not doing anything with these other guys. Clinton, Comey, Clapper. Yeah, I know they're making some moves on McCabe, but he's pretty small fish, to be honest. You were promised that he was going to deal with the big fish, the top, right? Draining the swamp. And yet the swamp fills up. CFR members, the same old, Bill Barr and everybody He says, oh, he's a high-class guy. He's going after the bad guys. Okay, just remember, he's the same guy who covered for the snipers, the FBI sniper, who shot an unarmed woman with a baby in her arms as she ran into the house there at Ruby Ridge. That guy is your attorney general. That guy supports red flag laws. He supports the violation of the Bill of Rights, over half of them. That's the guy who's in there as your attorney general now, too. They just have Republican on them, but they're doing the same thing as the previous guys who are in there. They just make it look different. Now, some things are different. Don't get me wrong. There are some differences. But overall, their agenda moves forward in the same fashion. There's some other things I want you to check out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. The transformation of America, making money by pushing the transgender lie and exploiting people. You want to hear that if you've been following the series from Corey Lynn. She's got one due out, I think, on Friday, the final in that series. It's a four-part series. Do yourself a favor and check that out so you see what's going on behind the scenes. There's other things that we want you to check out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'll encourage you to do that. But before the break, I want to bring up our guest, who is Dr. James Goss. He is a contributor to Sons of Liberty Media. He's been writing for publications since 1961. He's the author of hundreds of newspaper articles and columns, numerous magazine and trade publication articles, and various university extension publications. He's written a number of books, 18 books, in fact, the vast majority on Christian themes and spiritual insights. His website is Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity. And you've got a book out by that name, too, Dr. Goss. That's coming out, too. Welcome to Sons of Liberty, Sons of Liberty Radio.
Thanks for having me, Tim. Hope all is well with you.
Yeah, everything's going great. I've got a little bit of feedback coming in here, but everything's good. I'm glad that you're on the line today. And I think that the subject matter we're going to touch on is something that America needs to hear. What true interfaith dialogue, and I don't even really like the term interfaith. There, you know, the Bible tells us there is one faith, one baptism, and there's only the Christian faith. Everybody else has the same kind of, I don't even know, I don't, well, let's change it. There's the Christian faith and there is dead faith. Let's put it that way. And right. the book of James tells us that if you don't have the Christian faith, you've got the dead faith. It's the same thing that the demons believe in. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that and what real interaction with those who have a dead faith, no matter what they call it, whether specifically, I think we're going to speak about Islam. But no matter what it is, how we interact with that. So with that said, we got about a minute or so. You want to give us an introduction to that?
Sure. Well, one of the things that puzzles me, and as you look at the news across the world, is that across the Middle East in particular, hundreds of thousands of Muslims, particularly in Iran, are coming to Christ. And also throughout much of Africa, tens of thousands are coming to Christ, and usually without a lot of preaching or intervention by evangelists or missionaries. And yet we look at our country here, and we've got, 3 to 6 million Muslims here by some estimates, and nothing's happening. And why is that? And there's basically two reasons from my viewpoint. One is the evangelical church in general.
Let's hold on to that. We're coming up against a break here. And then we'll get those two things when we come back from the break, okay? So just hang on with us. We'll be right back with Dr. James Goss, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Hang on.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
I keep doing it. Welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and on the line we've got with us Dr. James Goss. He is the author of Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity. Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity. Dr. Goss, is your book out yet?
Yes, it is. It's on Amazon, and also you can order it through my website by the same name and just .com after it. So it's Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity.com.
Okay. All right. Now, before we went to break, you were about to get into two things, the reasons why we look over in the Middle East. We are hearing quite a bit of stories. In fact, I spoke with someone earlier this week. 3,000 to 4,000 Muslims are allegedly coming to Christ through dreams and visions. And the message that they're giving is a biblical message. I mean, it's not like they're having this and having some kind of antichrist kind of message that comes out of it. It's a real biblical message. They seem to be genuine conversions that are taking place. But when we look to our country, we're having all these millions, and you're saying there's a reason for that, even though we have an overwhelming population that claim they're Christian. And what are those two reasons?
Well, the first reason is I think the evangelical church is asleep. It's basically afraid to share the gospel with Muslims because they're afraid of upsetting their communities or getting controversy going. The other side of the coin is the interfaith movement, which is made up of a lot of churches now across the country that their basic tenets of being involved is that, number one, you cannot share the gospel. You're not allowed to proselytize or share your faith. And number two, you have to agree to admit that Islam is just another way to God, just like Christianity or Judaism or Hinduism. And, of course, we know those are two fallacies and two problems for us as people that want to share the truth of the gospel. As I started researching this, I discovered something interesting, that over 30 years ago, there was a woman that gave a compelling speech at the Muslim Americans Political Awareness Conference in August 1989, and her name is Sharifa Al-Khatib. And a lot of people have confused her with the congresswoman from Michigan on the internet and on Facebook. But this woman actually passed away in 2004. But if I could just a minute, I'll share a couple of quotes from her presentation to give you an idea how this foundation of interfaith was laid down. She started out by saying education is one of the most important areas Muslims have to address. Our final objective is to create our Islamic systems, not just for Muslims, but for all other Americans. Look at them, non-Muslim Americans, as potential Muslims. We have an obligation to convert them, making America Muslim, all Americans Muslim. And then she goes on to say, I am not an American, even though she was born in America. I am Muslim. We are in the process of developing Islamic education for our children, public schools, and school systems that span the country. We want non-Muslims to be signing up for them. Education is just one part of our agenda. Then she says, we must be involved in every level, the local level, county, state, national, international level. How? As a distinct Islamic entity. We will not be part of the great American melting pot, she continues. We do not want to melt into America. We want to go into American society with Islamic ideals and revamp their thinking. We want to turn them into Muslims. So that was the basic start of the interfaith approach coming from the Muslim side. And as you and I know, and probably a lot of your listeners know, we have the explanatory memorandum that came about and was discovered back in 2004. The memorandum, of course, being produced by the Muslim Brotherhood and was discovered in Virginia by the FBI in a raid of a Muslim Brotherhood counterpart. So I don't know if you want me to share a couple of things from that, but I'd be glad to do that. So the listeners understand how this is being set up a long time ago, a couple of decades ago. So,
yeah, sure, that's fine. I mean, we've covered some of that in articles as far as the Muslim Brotherhood goals, not only for America, but even the world. But specifically, I think there's some things there for America. So I'm wondering if you want to cover that just a little bit, and then we'll talk about some of the other things that you've written on, because you've written on some of what's actually going on, where Christians are succumbing to the doctrines of Antichrist. I don't know any other way to say it. That's the way John says it, because they've welcomed them in who hold to the doctrine that Jesus didn't come in the flesh, or, as he said earlier, God did not come in the flesh. That's who he identifies Jesus as. So go ahead, yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, the key statement in the explanatory memorandum, and it's about 10 pages long. I encourage people to look it up. It's on the internet in various places. It's on my website and so forth. But the key document or phrase paragraph talks about the process of settlement. In other words, the process of having a civilizational jihadist process within the United States in order to set up the Muslim ummah or community. And this paragraph starts out this way. It says, the process of settlement is a civilization jihadist process with all the word means. The Ikhwan, which is the Brotherhood militia, must understand that their work in America is a kind of grand jihad in eliminating and destroying the Western civilization from within and sabotaging its miserable house by their hands and the hands of the believers, meaning the Muslim believers, so that it is eliminated and God's or Allah's religion is made victorious over all other religions. So what they've been doing for the last couple of decades is actually working from in our own system. We're so generous in wanting to have diversity. We're so generous in our laws and our freedom and our desire to give everybody an opportunity. They're using that system very effectively. They've infiltrated our military, our government, our law enforcement, and certainly our educational systems. And they're doing a very effective job of infiltrating the Christian church in America. And they're doing it exactly how they say they're going to do it, by our own hands, and sabotaging our miserable house. So that's something that has been setting up interfaith approach to dealing with Muslims, where it's okay to have a dialogue with Muslims as long as you don't bring up Christ or the gospel. And, of course, they can come into our churches and preach the glories of Islam. And that's where we're failing miserably.
No, I tend to agree. In fact, I don't usually get on Facebook and start engaging in, you know, interaction with a lot of people about anything, because most of the time it generates more heat than it does light, because nobody gets the voice inflection, nobody gets the body language, and so everybody takes everything as a stab at them or whatever. And I was finding this out just the other night, and I posted an article on it with just some interaction. I had written an article on something that went on in Norway, where a guy, you know, burned a Quran, and these Muslims jumped the barricades there, tried to attack him, I guess wanted to kill him. And in me doing that, I got one Islamist, and I kind of do the, I don't know, I forget the little puppet's name or whatever, but I do it in that voice where he wrote me and he said, "Tim Brown, I regret he did not kill this Christian bastard." That's what he said. "And I wish I could happen to see you in person enjoying this act of burning Quran. I would kill you on the spot to worse ever death." I mean, that's what he wrote to me. And there were people who were responding with hatred right back. Now, I did warn him, if you find me and you try to do something stupid like that, I'm going to send you and you'll find out that Allah is not who you think he is. But what I said was the same hatred you have in your heart is the very heart hatred that Jesus spoke about, that he equated with in God's law as committing murder. And it's something that he should repent of, not what his false teacher has taught him, Muhammad, where he can kill the infidels, he can slay them wherever he finds them, and all of these kinds of things. This is the, I mean, if there isn't a difference between both the God of the Bible and the God of the Quran, as well as the founders, Jesus Christ and Muhammad himself, if there isn't a world of difference between those, people just don't have eyes to see.
Well, that's what's really discouraging with the interfaith movement, is that they're so completely ignorant of the God of the Bible and the God of the Quran that they equate them to be similar. And I think, in fact, they even go so bold as to say that Allah is just another word for the God of the Bible, and therefore we all worship the same God. We all come from Abrahamic faiths. We all have a common ground on which to stand and love our family and so forth. And
we're coming up on a break here, Dr. Goss, and I want to tackle that when we come back from the break. I want to tackle that right there. Abrahamic faith. Does Islam have that or don't they? Is it different than the Christian faith, which is the real Abrahamic faith? Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hang on.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
When the time is right, all good things happen.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, when asked about testifying in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, the president has tweeted that he would love for Pompeo and others to testify if he would be willing to do so. The director of the Office of Trade and Manufacturing Policy urges House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to pass the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement, which was ratified by Mexico in June.
it's not the White House that's holding this up. President Trump did his job months ago. He kept the campaign promise to renegotiate NAFTA.
Navarro speaking there on Fox News. And President Trump taking part in a White House tradition by pardoning two turkeys the week of Thanksgiving. These two turkeys named Bread and Butter were pardoned by the president in the Rose Garden. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
How to make the holidays happy? We turn to the holiday experts at Boston Market for the scoop. Chef Tony Fialho, Director of Culinary Innovation.
There's so many things to be thankful for this time of year. Our goal is really to make sure you have the most memorable Thanksgiving that you can have without some of the stress.
His personal favorite?
Our complete turkey meal for 12, from our roasted turkey, from mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry relish, stuffing, to our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, and our beautiful apple and pumpkin pies.
What else? Be prepared.
You want to make sure that you have everything that you would need for your family, any extra water, sodas, things like that. And I'm always telling folks, you know, they don't have to create all their dishes from scratch. You can order sides a la carte. And, of course, we're open on Thanksgiving, so you can always stop by one of our restaurants and pick up a side.
And their website has some great recipes for leftovers, too, like turkey hash or vegetable stuffing pancakes.
And then one of my favorite things to add is a nice sunny side egg up on top. Makes a beautiful breakfast for you and the family.
Check out bostonmarket.com for more.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
All right, welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. And on the line, we've got with us Dr. James Goss. And Dr. Goss, here's one of the things that I think needs to be, I mean, the lie over this needs to be pulled back. If the Lord Jesus would look at the Jews of the day and he would say, Abraham's not your daddy, he's not your father, and God's not your father. Your father is of the devil. If he would look at them because they would reject him as the one promised to come, I think we have to say that Judaism itself is not an Abrahamic faith either. It is one that wants to hold the types and shadows, but it does not believe God's promise to send the Messiah and that Messiah came in the person of Jesus Christ. Now, the same thing happens with Islam. For instance, when we go to the book of Galatians chapter 3, we read, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Well, what's the faith he's talking about? Well, he goes on in verse 8 and he says, in the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preach before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. Well, how were the nations going to be blessed through Abraham? He goes down in verse 16. I mean, there's stuff in between there that leads up to this, but he says, to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds, as in plural, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. So, Dr. Goss, I got to ask, how in the world can either Jews or Muslims, either one, claim they're an Abrahamic faith? If Paul, under inspiration of the Holy Spirit, is saying there's only one faith, and that is the faith of Abraham, and that is that Abraham believed God about his promise concerning the Christ who would come. Can there really be any other Abrahamic faith other than the biblical Christian faith that we're given throughout the scriptures?
No, and that's I'll speak to Islam since you already spoke to the Jewish side. It was important for Satan under the using Muhammad and Islam to direct the sacrifice of Abraham away from Isaac, because Isaac was going to be the lineage through which Christ would come. And that's why I believe God in Genesis 22, three times he says to Abraham that Isaac is your only son. He didn't even acknowledge Ishmael as being the son of Abraham, because he was not the son of the promise. He was not the son of the covenant. And so it was important for the devil to shunt that off onto Ishmael and take out a different lineage. So technically, Arabic Muslims are descendants of Ishmael. Muslims themselves, of which 90% or 80% are not Arabic, are not descendants of Ishmael and are not descendants of Abraham at all.
No, I totally agree. Many of them are Persian. We've got, and this is a problem when people, when we point these things out, and we're not doing it out of hate. We want the people to come to the truth. But when we point these things out, we're called racists. Now, racist right. is really an evolutionary term. It's not a biblical term. I mean, really, in what is presented, we're dealing with an ideology. We're not dealing with an ethnicity. We're not dealing with a culture. We're dealing with an ideology that's being espoused. And if people don't understand that, are they apt to get tripped up in these conversations they might have with Muslims?
Absolutely. I agree with you. It's definitely an ideology. And this whole, like I said, the interfaith thing started with the Muslims, the Muslim Brotherhood in particular. But then they also started the Islamophobia concept. And since that wasn't working real well for them, then they introduced the fact that Islam is a race, which you and I and most other people know that it is not. And so it's, and now they've got a new strategy that's being pushed by another interfaith group called Shoulder to Shoulder, which talks about that I'm a Muslim, but I love Jesus. And giving the impression that Muslims follow Jesus just like Christians, and it's a soft pedal to get Christians to join them, basically.
Yeah, and let's be honest. When they say Jesus, they are devising a Jesus of their own minds. It is
exactly.
not the scripture. In fact, if people will go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, they can read the article that I put up about the Islamists who are threatening me over what went on with the burning of the Quran. And that's what they say. They talk about Jesus. They'll mention Jesus, but then they'll tell you, well, he didn't really die on the cross. He really right. wasn't resurrected or any of this kind of stuff. Oh, he was a prophet, but Muhammad's a greater prophet than him. And I'm like, well, if he's a prophet, why don't you listen to him if you really believe that? But the problem is they make up things that they've been told, they've been indoctrinated, that the scriptures have somehow been changed. Of course, we know that's not true because we've got over 5,000 pieces of manuscript evidence, some of it from the first century itself, that indicate that the scriptures were all complete. We know what they said, and here comes along Muhammad, what, 400 or 500 years later, and decides, oh, well, you know, you can't really trust that. And then we know how he's changed things up, even in his own religion that he created. So, you know, when we're dealing with that, we have to remind them, this is not the Jesus of the Bible, and if you're believing something, what's the evidence that you have that the Jesus that you're citing is the correct one? And what I find, Dr. Goss, is that oftentimes what they'll say is, well, God can't become a man. And that's really where their sticking point is. I don't know why that's hard to believe, but especially considering that we are spirits in physical bodies, and the Bible tells us that God made for his son a body that would eventually be a sacrifice. The book of Hebrews teaches us that. So I don't see what the problem is. If angels can come and they can come into bodies, why can't God come into a body to save men from their sins?
Right. Now, I posted an article up on Sons of Liberty 2 on the Jesus of the Quran is not the Jesus of the Bible, and gave all the main arguments on that and reasons for that. And, you know, yes, it's a real deception of the evil one, obviously, to deceive those that are really weak on biblical knowledge. And it's amazing to me how many pastors, Christian pastors, that claim to be knowledgeable, still claim that Allah is just another name for God, and that Islam is an Abrahamic faith, and all these things that are not true, and yet they propagate that to their congregations in ways that are leading them into the pits of hell is basically what's happening. And it just irritates me to no end. Like you say, I have no ill will against individual Muslims. I desire to see them in heaven with God Almighty as well as anybody else. But the interfaith folks, they don't care about that. All they care about is image in the community of coming together and establishing a peaceful coalition.
Well, yeah, and I think what we've learned from history is that when you're going to play that kind of game, you're going to get burned. You're going to eventually get burned. And those people who are doing that, and whether they're doing it in ignorance or knowingly doing it, it's like letting a snake into your house, and a poisonous snake, and saying, oh, it'll be just fine as long as I kind of, keep an eye on it and this, that, and the other. And meanwhile, when you go to bed and you go to sleep, that thing is wrapping. Maybe it's wrapping itself around you, or it's biting you several times, and it's killing members of your family. It's the same kind of thing, because especially if you're not going to stand fast for the truth, if you're just going to buy into these lies that they're telling.
Right. And one of the biggest interfaith movements that I've seen is around the country is called Faith Over Fear. Seems to be headed up by the Lutheran Church, particularly the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America. And, they're all over the country putting on all kinds of road shows and conferences, basically coming against Christians like you and I that are trying to share the truth. They stand with their Muslim brothers and sisters, as they call them, and they coming against the Islamophobia industry, as they claim, that are full of haters and anti-Muslim people. And that's the lie from the pits of hell. That's not the truth. I know locally that's not the truth, but there's a group here that's trying to reach Muslims with the truth of the gospel in loving and kind ways. And they're being forced into the outer hinterlands because they're claimed to be, or they're being told that they're haters and Islamophobes and everything else. And they've got the community convinced of that, or a good portion of the community. But that's happening all over the country. It's ridiculous. It really is. It's getting out of control. And I even say that the interfaith movement is becoming a part of the red-green axis. You can explain that if you like.
Well, no, I'll let you explain that. Because okay. I think
the red-green axis is... Yeah. Okay. The red-green axis is the new socialist Marxist movement that's happening across the nation that involves the people on the far left, the leftist Democrats in union with the radical Islamists or the Muslim Brotherhood. And they have similar objectives and goals, and that is to bring America down or to destroy its foundational principles. And the interfaith movement, either knowingly or ignorantly, is becoming a part of that, and they're joining with Muslims to come against those of faith that are trying to stand firm on the gospel of Jesus Christ and preach the truth and share the truth with Muslims so that they don't go to hell either.
I totally agree. Dr. Goss, I'm going to give you about 10 seconds. Tell people where they can find out more about you and pick up your book.
Okay, my website is the same as the title of the book, Understanding Islam in the Light of Christianity.com. If they go to that website, they can find information about the book, and there's also an abridged version of the book as well that's listed on the website. And both the compendium, which is a large textbook book, and the...
We got to get a break here. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Okay. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866 866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sorry, welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, and on the line I've got with me Dr. James Goss, who's the author of Islam in the Light of Christianity. And you can also pick up that book at IslamInTheLightOfChristianity.com. And Dr. Goss, we were going to break there, and I want to come back. We've got just a few minutes more with you. And what are some practical things that you're seeing that that you would suggest that Christians do when they see these kind of events going on? Would you suggest that they go in and they try to, I don't want to say invade, but they do want to go in to see if they can put some light in the midst of that darkness? Because obviously we have pastors and churches that are ignorant either of the, well, I'm going to say they're ignorant of the scriptures of what they teach and ignorant of what actually Islam holds to.
Correct on both of those points. But I think the primary thing is laying a foundation of prayer and intercession, because we're dealing with an evil spirit here when we look at Islam. Not that individual Muslims are necessarily evil in nature or anything like that. A lot of them are seeking the same things we're seeking, but just don't understand the ideology that they adhere to. But yeah, I think laying prayer and intercession as a foundation to break into the darkness. But when there are interfaith movement things going on, we had a conference here not too long ago in our community where we had somebody come in and speak on the truth about Islam, and the interfaith community got so riled up, and the newspaper, that they tried to shut it down for 2 weeks, and not being able to do that, they decided to hold a quote protest and prayer vigil outside the building where we were having the event. And they basically formed two lines to intimidate people coming into the event. But surprise, surprise, we had about 25 Muslims attend the event and stayed for the whole 2 hours and listened to the presenter. And then then about a dozen of them stayed for about an hour after the event to continue to dialogue with the presenter and some of us that stuck around. So it kind of backfired on the interfaith group because they didn't want the Muslims to hear what was being said. They tried to actually keep them from attending the event, but they attended anyway. And we believe that there's some definite seeds planted there, and because there was some good dialogue that occurred during that event between Muslims and Christians. So I highly recommend that those events that you do attend, find out what's going on. But you need to be well-versed on your own scriptures and on the Quran to know what the truth is, because there are a lot of deceptions and lies being presented by the interfaith group.
Well, that's exactly right. And people, again, if they go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and they read the article, we've got it up in the slider there, about the Islamists threatening me, you can see some of the, just a couple of interactions where they try to, use deception. I don't know if they're, sometimes you're dealing with ignorant Muslims, kind of like you deal with ignorant Christians. They don't know even what their own, text teach. Or the history that's there. They don't know. So you don't know if they're deliberately trying to deceive you or if they're just ignorant of things. And so you've got to really know your stuff to deal with them.
Yeah, I think the majority of the time it's pure ignorance on their part. They're just parroting what they've been told by the local imam Quran scholar, but an estimated 85 to 90% of Muslims don't read or understand Arabic, and therefore they don't read the Quran because they're told that they can only read the Quran in Arabic. So I've asked many Muslims in the past, about what a Quranic verse or something, and they're completely stumped because they don't know the Quran. They don't know what's in there.
Yeah, and these things get put on them. It's kind of like what the Roman Church did, where they didn't want the Bible getting on the hands of other people, and they said only these special few can have the Bible, and they're the only ones who can speak it. And then once the Bible started really getting out in the hands of the people, they began to understand and take it for their own. And sadly, that is a sad case for many Muslims, is that actually it's kind of a good thing that they're just, in many cases, indoctrinated by parents. They have a Muslim name, but basically they become like, what Muhammad would call them, the hypocrites, because they don't know. And so those people are a little, sometimes they're easier to deal with than the hardcore guys who's read the stuff.
Well, one of the best ways to interact with a Muslim, I believe, is to just start asking questions. And asking questions about what they believe, what their favorite verse in the Quran is. If you know the Quran, ask them what the particular verse means to them. And just start asking questions, and then it gives you an opportunity to give them the counterpart of what Scripture says, maybe on the same topic. For instance, in that same meeting I was talking about where this person was presenting the truth about Islam, he didn't necessarily present a lot of scripture, but individuals of us that had one-on-one conversations with Muslims had an opportunity to share scripture because it was on the topic that they were concerned about. Because, one of the questions we asked was, well, do you have a guarantee of going to heaven? And this Muslim woman that I asked the question of, she said, well, no. And I said, well, would you like to have that guarantee? And I said, and then I went on to explain why. And so, there's a lot of things that they can't grasp onto and don't have the reality of that we have through our biblical understanding and the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Right. And this is the thing, it's really kind of ironic that we have a country, a nation. I don't even really like using the term that way, because we had sovereign states, and we had those, and our foundations were founded upon the Bible, not the Quran, but upon the Bible. Our laws were founded upon the Bible. And when, the guys from the Mayflower were ready to step off, they were coming to this land, for the advancement of the kingdom of God and the gospel of Jesus Christ. They were very explicit in what they said. And yet here we are today with, there's no other way I can say it, and it's not to be mean, it's a biblical term. We have antichrists who are colonizing in America, who are growing in numbers, just like when you read in Exodus that the people of God began to grow in numbers and they caused fear in the hearts of the Pharaoh. Well, the same thing is happening here. And instead of us, many are going out and just cursing the darkness there instead of going and bringing the light. And I think that's the real key, is that the people have to know their scriptures and be able to go take the light to these people, or in some way communicate that light to them instead of being fearful. In fact, I was going to make reference to the fact that, you know, Jesus is king. He's conquered death, and he's done that for us. And in light of that, he is sitting on the throne. It isn't Muhammad. It isn't Allah. It's Christ. And so if Christ has done that and he said, go and do this, people, make disciples of the nations, you teach them to observe all I've commanded, well, then shouldn't we have great confidence to go to these people who need to hear such things, believing that God has his people among those, and he's going to save them out of their sins, including the false teachings of Islam?
Yeah, that's correct. And a couple of things the interfaith people don't realize that they're totally ignorant on is they're embracing the Antichrist and they're embracing the anti-Semites. And God help them for doing that. You know, they're standing against Christ by embracing shoulder to shoulder with Muslims and claiming they all worship the same God. That's the depth of the ignorance that they have.
No, it absolutely is. And the sad reality is many in that movement have big names in quote-unquote Christianity, and I use that term very lightly, in that. There are authors. We've seen people like Rick Warren. Of course, as far as I'm concerned, Rick Warren has a lot of false teaching himself, and so I think he's sort of exposed himself with some of these things, just like even the Pope has done. Of course, we know we can't even get into the thing about the Roman Catholic Church as a whole. Yeah, that's a whole nother antichrist system there. But we see that it's the same thing. They're what they dwell on, and their ignorance shows forth in the fact that they will not stand for the truth there. And for the life of me, I don't understand why you would want to be a part of that if you're not going to stand for the truth. That doesn't make any sense to me. We've got about 20 seconds here, Dr. Goss. You want to kind of wrap things up here?
Okay. Again, my website is Understanding Islam and the Light of Christianity.com. The book is available there and on Amazon. There's also an abridged version. And I also post articles on Sons of Liberty about once a week or thereabouts. So encourage people to follow me on there.
All right. That's Dr. James Goss. Thank you, sir, for joining us here on Sons of Liberty Radio.com. And also be sure to check out the other articles, along with Dr. Goss's, at sonsoflibertymedia.com, 23 hours. Bradley will be back with you. So, Ben, thank you.
Thank you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.